Now the news.
I'm Shane Bigham. An oath-taking ceremony for the 90 lawmakers elected to the Legislative Council has been held in Hong Kong's Special Administrative Region. Chief Executive Carrie Lam administered the ceremony for the first lawmakers elected under the new electoral system. Among those taking the oath is Tik Chui Wen, chairman of the Third Side political party. He shared his perspectives of democracy in Hong Kong.
The confirmational approach in the Legislative Council is a history, we believe. 0 to 90 people in the Legislative Council is talking about how to make the improvement, make our society move forward and benefit all the Hong Kong people. This is our vision. But at this moment, the political spectrum still more, and the composition will be still emphasized in the pro-establishment group. But we expect in the society, we still have different voice, allow different voice in the society, and then as a legislative council should listen this voice and represent different voice to encourage our SL government to listen this voice.
A mainland spokesperson congratulated the seventh-term Hong Kong Legislative Council on its oath-taking ceremony and encouraged lawmakers to shoulder their due responsibilities. LegCo members are urged to guide different sectors of Hong Kong society to promote cooperation, as well as exchanges between the region and the mainland. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he'll pursue an irreversible path to peace on the Korean Peninsula until his term ends in May. Moon called for dialogue and cooperation with North Korea as he delivered his final New Year speech.
It is true that there is still a long way to go. Now is the time that the South and North Korea's well and cooperation are the most important. If we resume dialogue and cooperation, the international community will respond.
The address came after North Korea wrapped up a key party meeting but did not disclose new clues to its policies related to inter-Korean issues. Two drones have been shot down as they attacked a military base near Baghdad International Airport. A security source who requested to remain anonymous says the drones attacked an Iraqi base housing some U.S. experts and agencies. There were no reports of any casualties. The incident comes on the second anniversary of a U.S. drone attack that killed top Iranian military commander Qasem Soleimani. Britain's Education Secretary says the latest coronavirus data did not suggest any new restrictions are needed in England. Speaking to Sky News, Nadeem Zahawi says the most important thing is to keep schools open following the Christmas holiday.
The testing, the staffing support we're putting in place, and of course the ventilation is going to make a big difference to schools this year. The most important thing is to keep them open. We obviously plan for all sorts of measures. We monitor staff absenteeism.
The official also says classes could be merged if there are large numbers of staff members absent. A pregnant woman in Israel who's not vaccinated has contracted both the COVID-19 and flu viruses. A report by the Times of Israel online newspaper says the woman showed mild symptoms and has been released from hospital. Israel's health authorities are still evaluating the case to determine whether the double infection could lead to more severe illness. Israel's approved a fourth COVID-19 vaccine dose for medical staff and those over the age of 60. People in those groups must have received their third jab at least 4 months ago to be able to get the fourth shot. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says the doses are the Pfizer vaccine. A report by Sputnik says there was a failed attempt to assassinate Haiti's prime minister in the city of Gonaive on Sunday. It took place at a church during a mass dedicated to the 218th anniversary of the country's independence. At least one person was reportedly killed when armed people opened fire at Ariel Henry. The prime minister was not harmed during the incident. Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok has announced his resignation amid political deadlock and widespread protests. Hamdok said he has tried to prevent the country from sliding towards disaster, but now Sudan's at a turning point that may threaten its survival if it's not remedied. His resignation comes 6 weeks after returning to his post in a deal with military leaders following his house arrest in October. Morgan Stanley's agreed to pay $60 million to settle a lawsuit over personal data. About 15 million customers accused the bank of exposing their data when it failed to retire two of its data centers in 2016. They're due to receive at least 2 years of fraud insurance coverage. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.